Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Booth.
What's a Gucci?
Always such a strong entrance from you, Aaron.
Always.
You come in loud, you immediately die out, and then we hear you right at the end signing off with us.
That's
a great
beginning, end. Great. You're all the middle.
You know what you are? You are
like, I'm the bread. I'm the bread pieces.
And I'm the thick sandwich.
That's cool.
That's cool. I like that.
I like it too, actually. I don't mind it.
No. I think it works for the relationship. We're a sandwich.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And Josh is like the shitty vegetables and no one wants. Speaking which makes of, sense because he's
we'll
a
come
vegan.
Back to that.
Yeah. So this podcast is going to be super light on the football news because there really is none.
Pretty much.
Today is the last day to sign extensions.
Yeah.
Because now everyone's franchise tags kicked in. So Derrick Henry, looking at you, you're on the franchise tag. No, he didn't sign a franchise tag, did he?
No, he did sign it today. Yeah.
So did Dak. So they're on the same page.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, Derrick Henry signed it a while ago, but this was the last day to. And what's funny is the Titans office came out and said, today is the day. We're going to have one by the end of the day. I guess it's not the end of the day, but are they literally talking midnight or are they talking just like 5 o'clock, like normal people time?
Let me tell you,
I'm just curious.
I don't work for the NFL, so I don't know how the rules work exactly.
You know all about the NFL, though.
I mean, I know a lot about the NFL. The NFL is kind of squirrely with some rules anyway. It's just like Ray Rice can beat his wife, but you can't smoke a little reefer. So, you know, there's some interesting rules there.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some weird rule about it. It might be midnight tonight, but either way, I don't think Derrick Henry is going to sign. I mean, could you imagine working on a contract until midnight?
Well, it's weird. We haven't heard any like back and forth like, okay, Titans offered a deal, but he declined it.
To be fair, are you paying attention to Titan news?
Well, it should come across at least like the main highlight football.
I mean, yeah, if he signs, I'm sure it will. But like negotiations, no one cares about negotiations unless it's like a big time star stud. And I like Derrick Henry.
So you're saying Derrick Henry's not a big time star stud?
I think the problem is.
Because I agree.
I mean, as a fantasy player last year, he was, and I think he's going to continue that success, but he's not like a star quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, which is all the press that Dak gets.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like when a defensive end signs and you're just like, well, he's great. He's like an overall 92 on Madden.
Yeah.
But like no one really cares if he signs because he's just a player.
Sadly, Dak has not signed yet either.
No, and Randy Gregory hasn't been reinstated either, which is weird because they keep making it sound
like they said he was going to be.
Everyone has said, but he's not officially been yet.
But that's not like a deadline today, is that?
No, but I'm just saying it's weird that everyone's saying it's going to happen and it still hasn't happened. I mean, Josh Gordon's been reinstated 36 times, so I don't understand.
He does coke, so that's a little more acceptable, I guess, than weed.
It's so interesting.
It is.
I mean, I really don't want Randy Gregory. I'm just tired of hearing about, is he coming back? Is he not? Who cares at this point? Either he's back or he's not. We brought Alden Smith all the way from, I'm going to blow up this airport to, Jesus, bro.
That's the way it is sometimes.
The felony Cowboys are back, baby.
We are going to win.
Speaking about felonies Super Bowl. and speaking about new things and things coming back, the Ford Bronco is back. And it has an O.J. Simpson edition,
which
interior is all red and knife slashed, and it bleeds.
Stupid. I thought you were serious.
Just kidding. That's not exactly what happens at all.
I thought you were serious.
What happens is it comes with a pair of gloves in the compartment that don't fit
Fit quite, right? Ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
They fit, but they don't fit. Yeah.
Well, some if you get a court, then it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
I'd probably buy it.
It's actually not that expensive. I was actually pretty pleased with the pricing, and you can do a bunch of cool stuff with it. It's basically modeled after the Jeep buying, where it's like you can buy the base model but add all the cool shit to it. Kind of cool. So you can still have the base model, but say you want like the locking differential and stuff like that, you can just add that instead of buying a whole new model.
You're talking to the wrong guy on that. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's okay. I would talk to Josh about cars, but he only likes like supercars.
Supercars, like that's cars. It. That is it. Supercars is his wheelhouse, and that's it. Sadly, this episode, we are without Josh.
Which gives the perfect time for you to tell me the story.
Right now?
About Josh. Yeah, okay. Right now. Now's the time.
All right. This is a good one, though. Yeah.
I just want to preface this. We started this podcast about fantasy football and our team and being together, and we've immediately turned it into talking about pee pee poo poo penis jokes.
Pretty much.
We've devolved. And I didn't know that we could devolve from CTE devolve? Football people to doo doo poo poo jokes. Anyway, continue. I'm excited. This is
very lowbrow stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. No brow stuff.
Unibrow?
Unibrow.
Okay, that's cool. So this was a good one. Josh told me. So me and you were talking. This is how the story came up. Me and you were talking about, have we ever had to.
Ever had to what?
Oh, that was not me this time. That was nice.
Yeah, I'm drinking on the podcast.
That's cool.
It's been a hell of a Tuesday.
I believe you. Me and Naj were talking about whether you've ever had to unclog a toilet without a plunger. I have not. Have you?
I've never gotten my hands dirty in that aspect, no.
Okay. In that aspect. I like that word. Yeah, I saw that. Heard that.
Hands dirty. Come on. There was tons of fucking play on words there. I'm fucking killing this stuff.
So Josh told me this story one time. Sorry, Josh, I'm telling your business, but it's pretty funny and it's going to make the podcast. Josh told me the story. He was back when he was cleaning windows. It was back in Lawton. So this was, you know, 3-ish years ago, maybe 4.
So he was an adult man when this happened.
He was definitely an adult. He was definitely in his 20s, I think. He called me after it happened.
Did he cry?
No.
Josh doesn't seem like the type to cry.
No. He called me laughing. So if that makes this story any better. So he calls me and tells me, hey, I just want to let you know, I was at this house and I was cleaning the windows and I had to go to the bathroom. So I had to ask if I go to the bathroom at this house.
Yeah. So imagine you're already at a stranger's house working for them.
Yes. Yes.
And you're like, I'm going to have to go and drop this load. Mm-hmm. Was he a vegan at this point?
Yes. I think so. I'm pretty sure. So it was healthy.
Was it healthy?
He sent me plenty of pictures of his poops. Healthy.
Do they just look like Caesar salads in the fucking
it's
toilet?
One, which apparently healthy is one long snake.
Ew.
That's apparently what healthy is.
Interesting.
So he sent me many of those.
Not like a bunch of fish food scattered about.
No. That's called diarrhea. That's a little different.
It looks like torn up paper floating. It's not diarrhea.
Okay. So he tells me, the story telling me that he had to go to the bathroom. So he had to ask this lady, hey, I have to go to the bathroom. Is that okay if I go inside real quick?
Is she white?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
You said, oh, yeah, with such conviction, like minorities couldn't afford a window cleaner.
Do you think a black couple person?
I want to imagine it was a black lady just so I can hear the shit talking that would have happened. She'd be like, fucking.
Do you think a black lady would let him in the house?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Cleaning? A cleaning guy in the house? No. No. White people, they're too nice sometimes. I'm Mexican and white, but I wouldn't let a cleaning person in the house.
You know why I would?
Because you're white.
Shit in my front yard if I don't.
They don't know what you have to do, really.
They're going to do it in my front yard if I don't.
You think?
Yeah.
Like they animal. Could go down to the gas station down the road. There's always a gas station down the road. And they could have gone there.
Anyway, yeah, you might be right.
Okay.
Anyways. I wouldn't have opened the door, if I'm being honest. I would have just kept pointing at the windows from inside.
This window needs to be cleaned.
What was that voice?
I don't know.
Was that code talk? No, you got real racist.
No, they became Chinese all of a sudden. I'm sorry. Wow. That was bad.
Why?
Anyways.
Why were they Chinese? I'm confused.
No, they're not.
You said they were white.
You said pointing at the window just makes me think of like a Chinese or Vietnamese person. Like, right here. You missed spot right here. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm so baffled. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I was imagining the black lady doing it, I was like, these nasty motherfuckers. I was ready for that. Yeah, that's what I was imagining because I was excited for that because I feel like, listen, legitimately, the funniest people in the world are angry black people that are angry at you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Funniest people in the world.
I agree with that. Okay. So back to the story. Well,
you mean Edward Shitterhands?
So he goes to the bathroom. Apparently it was too much for the toilet to handle. like I previously mentioned, whenever I go to the bathroom, I always check like the pressure of the toilet. Mm-hmm. Because you need to know how hard it flushes. If it doesn't flush hard.
And you also don't want to do that panic thing where you like, because some toilets you have to hold.
Yes.
And it flushes. And sometimes you hit it and it goes, okay. And it blows it up. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden it's overflowing really fast and you can't flush it fast enough and then it's overflowing. And then you have a whole like Dumb and Dumber scene on your
Then hand. You have to like get a straw and start trying to like siphon it to the sink.
No.
No? Okay.
You just crawl out the window and you never return. You're just like, I was never
you
here.
You could do that too, I guess. Sadly, he wasn't just cleaning these like freelance. Yeah. This was like for a company.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You can quit that job. If it's between my job and like my own personal like reputation.
Yeah.
Fuck a job, bro.
Okay. That well, like, I mean, hey, that's understandable.
Like, listen. If I have to choose between Subway and how I feel, even though Subway pays me, fuck that job.
Oh, yeah. You already chose, didn't you?
And now I'm employed by you.
Not by me, but by my company.
Daddy P, you got it.
Yeah. Anyways, we're moving
Love
on.
Love you, Patrick. Thank you. It's a great opportunity.
So he goes to flush, of course, after this healthy vegan poop. Mm-hmm. And it does not go down. So he thinks, okay.
So it got like a life jacket on? Is it just floating to the top? Is that big?
Well, no. Oh. So it's in the hole. It's almost like it's – I'm not going to say it was clogging the hole. Maybe the toilet paper was. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it's not going down. He flushes again. So now the water is at the top of the bowl. And he's like, okay, do I overflow this lady's bathroom or do I figure this out? There's no plunger in the bathroom. He checked a little like
the cabinets,
the closets and the cabinets and all that stuff. Check, no plunger. Mm-hmm. So what does he decide to do? Instead of being like, hey, excuse me, I need a plunger or anything like that, like coming out and being like, hey, that got a little vicious in there. Mm-hmm. Let me just get it down.
No. He could have acted like he had diminished mental capacity. And then after that lady got
he
mad.
Was already cleaning windows at a very normal capacity. And talking to her in a very normal capacity.
Now, I don't want to make any like weird stereotype things, but have you heard of a window licker? No. They kind of clean windows, and they're thought to have like diminished mental capacity.
No.
And then you know he's just a professional level now.
I've not heard that.
Like a professional.
He did not go with that tactic. He chose the option of sticking his
shit hooks
bare hand.
Yeah.
Down the toilet to either smush or pull out or release the tension in the hole of the toilet.
This sounds like Josh should have been a proctologist.
Hey, all I'm saying is he did it. It worked. He left. He washed his hands, of course.
You know what? Respect to left. Josh. He's a man. He handles his shit. Okay?
Hey, he handled it like shit. Nobody else. So
hopefully no one else.
Yeah, I would have never done that.
I don't think if my stomach could have handled it. Just the like thought of actually touching my own. I'm out, bro.
That's bad.
I'm out, bro. Like even if I had a baby, I would just get a new baby. I'd be like, oh, this thing's covered in poop. This isn't mine anymore. I'm out.
I'm done. I'll check out now.
It was just like, I didn't agree to this.
So that's not my story for story time, but that is definitely Josh's. And love you, bro. Sad you're not here.
I mean, I'm glad you have a story time this time. I'm podcast. Okay with it being against him without him able to defend himself whatsoever. I
yeah, at that. All.
Not that we would have given him a mic to defend himself.
That's true. He just would have been sitting there laughing, really. So. Been okay. Or he might have been correcting me as I told the story, but I'm pretty sure that's correct.
I didn't put my hands in there bare.
Oh no, he did.
He was like, I was jamming my bare foot in there. Just toilet toe smushing.
The reason I asked that question earlier to you was if you ever done that is because I've had to clean it out because a plunger was not working. Mm-hmm. So I had to get a trash bag
and
sleeve it and then like pull out a bunch of toilet paper. My 4-year-old loves to just like roll up toilet paper.
Yeah.
So I had to sleeve it.
We're going to keep it in the shit story. I have a story for you. Oh, it's a Subway story.
Oh, good. Okay.
And shout out to my boy Sean.
Okay. Yeah.
He fucked me over on this one.
Oh no.
So we used to have, so where the original Subway that I worked at was located, yes, was next to like the mental place.
Yes.
And sometimes it would release those patients because they couldn't hold them anymore.
Oh.
Legally couldn't hold them. Didn't know that. So they go back out on the street and they come do some wild shit in our lobby or sometimes in our toilets. So the issue is an older man of not white descent or black. He was, I want to say he's Native American, but I personally don't know. So I don't want to put that on them. We're just going to say he was
could have been Pakistani.
No,
definitely Native American. Then no.
And he walks in and he goes, "What's the score to the Red Sox game?" I don't fucking watch baseball. So I was like, I don't fucking know. He goes, okay, comes back in with a white rock in his hand. He goes, what's the score to the Red Sox game? I was like, I don't know. Draws a huge circle in our lobby and goes, I curse this store. And then we're like, oh, this is great. And then he walks to the bathroom. I think nothing of it. Comes out of the bathroom. Check it. We're cool. Nothing crazy has happened.
Okay.
I leave for the evening.
Okay.
I leave early. Sean closes that night. This man comes back. Had clogged the toilet, flushed it out, doo-dooed in our toilet.
Okay.
Like clogged it with like a weird like toothbrush and like a bunch of stuff to where there was no water that would run anymore.
Okay.
And took a fat dump in it and then smeared it all over the walls. All over the inside, all over the place. Sean knew about this at 8:30. They closed at 9. Sean discovered it and goes, nope. I opened the next morning. I discovered it because the first thing you do is make sure that all the trash cans are empty.
He said no.
Yeah, he said, nope, not doing it. So I discovered it thinking, oh no, no one knew. And I cleaned that whole bitch by myself in like a hazmat suit.
Oh,
I like duct taped trash bags all around my body and just had double guns of like bleach spray bottles and was just spinning like I was in the fucking Matrix, dude. Just, I mean, I drenched every square inch of that place, cleaned it out. Took me a good 2 hours. Come out and I realized Sean had to have seen it because the trash can was fucking empty. He changed the trash, took the trash out, left the doo-doo everywhere for me.
And what happened to him?
Nothing. His parents own the fucking business. That's what do you mean? True. Nothing happened to him.
I forgot that.
That I'm was sorry. The worst that sounds experience rough. Of my life. It was terrible. And you want to know what the worst part is? Not even in my job description to do that. I just did it because I didn't know what else to do. There's actually like a 1-800 number you call and they come do it like professionally. They just get paid for it. And I didn't know. No one told me. It was like a Saturday.
Did they ever come out and do it professionally? Or y'all just let that?
That one slid. We've had another time, but I definitely called the professional. Mm-hmm. Definitely called the professional the next time.
It happened again?
Oh, dude. We had homeless people in there like all the time.
God.
And then like old people would have like incontinence sometimes. It's not a good job. The food service is rough.
We had a customer in our mattress store one time had a colostomy bag. Mm-hmm. Or a colostomy, like whatever it's called.
Satchel. Nailed it, bro.
anyways, got up on a mattress. He
popped it.
Couldn't sleep. Got up on a mattress. We're trying to like find the right mattress for him. He tried probably, I don't know, 20 mattresses in the shop. And bought one.
Mm-hmm.
Liked it. He was like, okay. I like this one. This is the one I'm going to go with. I'm like, okay. I was a sales guy.
Yeah.
So I'm at the foot of the bed. You know,
mm-hmm.
He's laying down, whatever. It's all good. We keep going from mattress to mattress to mattress to mattress. You know, it's all good.
This is leaking out the whole time.
Not until the very end, actually.
Oh, luckily.
So it was like the last three beds we laid on. Thankfully, one of them he bought.
It was almost the trail of fears, but now it's just a little bit of doo-doo at the end.
Oh, God. Anyways, after he left, we're looking at the mattresses. This is the nastiest thing I've ever done in my life because I didn't realize what I was doing mm-hmm. in the moment, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of happened. So
you threw it at him like a water balloon?
Mm-mm. He leaves. This is about an hour later. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good while later. About an hour later, mm-hmm. that we do floor checks and stuff, just like make sure all the stuff's straight and there's no bugs on the bed or anything like that. Yeah. And so I go to this mattress and I'm like, what is that? It's a darker liquid that looks like it spilled onto the bed. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, what in the world?
Just a little bit of doo-doo, baby.
Didn't even think about the guy that had a colostomy bag.
Oh, you didn't like taste test around. It like it was barbecue
no,
sauce.
No, I didn't taste test God. It.
I was
about
to throw up on the podcast. I was like,
but
you did sniff it close.
I rubbed my finger on it.
Worse.
Rubbed my finger on it, and I was like, oh, that's wet. Like, that's fresh. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Rub my finger on a little bit more and go, oh God, that's and shit.
It smells like it smells.
Like, that's poop. Someone yeah. pooped on the bed.
Who pooped on the bed?
I am freaking out. Like, what happened to this bed? Mm-hmm. What? Who did this? Mm-hmm. And then it like rushes back to me like that, like all in an instant. I'm just like, that's the guy I was helping. His bag leaked on the bed. Oof. It was on three beds.
Oof.
We cleaned it.
Did you light him on fire?
No, we cleaned it, and we sold him the model he slept on. Yeah.
Good call.
The one he picked, mm-hmm. and we said, hey, I want to let you know, you ruined three beds. We can't do anything with them. So he liked this one. Mm-hmm. We cleaned it for you, but this is one you have to buy.
Yeah.
And the wife was so apologetic. I felt bad having to like call him out, but mm-hmm. I was like, you're the one that brought a full colostomy bag up in this thing.
Imagine literally having to carry that kind of baggage.
It's nasty.
Everywhere you go.
No, it's nasty.
It's pretty nasty. So now that
so that's got two poop stories.
Three.
Well, two for me. Yeah, one for you. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of poop stories out there. I just
we could keep. We could do 30 minutes of a podcast.
This is no puns. Poop. Not like
no poops.
All poops. That'd be all poops. Be all poops podcast. Listen, it is a pretty shitty podcast, so
sometimes it is. It would yeah, be, that's it would true. Be fitting. That's true.
So we have one. Would you rather?
Okay.
And then four deal breakers.
Okay. Let's hit them.
Would you rather lose your sense of smell or forget how to read? Now people could read to you, but you would look at things that are words on the wall. You got nothing. You can't even like figure it out, and you never have the ability to learn.
Outside of not even a food job, outside of making food, mm-hmm. I don't even know if that works.
Dude, because
I'm thinking of like Subway because like they tell it to you.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of Sonic where I was at. You read it off a screen.
Not even that. Sit down and order food from a restaurant.
No, I just have my wife do it.
I'm going to have her tuck you in at night, too? Like, what are you talking about?
No, I mean, I'd just be like, hey, I want a burger. What do the burgers look like here today? Or what does a chicken fried steak look like? Like, what's on it? What
comes with the sides? Oh, I just imagine her sitting there at a Mexican restaurant, and you're just like, she's like reading one by one by one by one.
No. I would at least categorize it. I'm not saying this is my choice, but I'm just thinking that one. The thing with the smell, though, you lose your smell, right?
Yeah.
So if you lose your smell, scientifically, you lose your taste as well,
which is why it's a catch-22.
Yeah,
so it's kind of interesting.
So you're losing two senses,
right?
As opposed to just not being able to read,
right?
And you can't ever learn to read.
I can never learn to read.
I assume. Okay. I guess if I couldn't taste, maybe I would lose a lot of weight. That would be my only thought.
I don't even know that I'm addicted to the taste when I eat food. I think I'm addicted to the feeling of being full, which is why.
Well, you can drink liquid and be full.
Well, I like after a really hearty meal, you know how you just sit there and you lean back and like, ugh. That's the part I like, which is why I've gotten really good about eating one really big meal and then
okay.
that's it.
But like steak and potatoes. Mashed potatoes, okay? Or steak and potatoes, any kind of potatoes. You can't taste the steak. You can't taste the potatoes.
That's fair.
Like, why would you want to eat it? I don't think you'd want to eat it.
And I grew up in a household with a lot of good cooks.
Yeah, no, so. Agreed. I think I wouldn't be able to read.
My grandma is legitimately the reason I'm fat. Oh. Like, that lady could cook to the point where I would force myself to eat and then throw up and then be okay with eating again.
I've never done that.
I was like, six or seven. No, I had to be younger. That was probably like five.
So bulimia started at six or seven.
They were still, because I was still like being bathed. I wasn't bathing myself in the shower.
Okay.
I was young enough. But I was eating my oma made chicken cacciatore.
I was going to ask, why do you know you're still being bathed?
You'll see why here in a
minute.
Okay. I was eating chicken cacciatore, which is a great meal, but it's really hearty. It's really heavy.
Yeah. Anything Italian.
And I ate and I thought I was super full and I was done. Well, we're leaving and I get to my grandma's front porch and I throw up so hard I shit my pants as a young child.
Oh.
And it was so bad that my dad threw up because of the smells coming off of me. And I literally got hosed off in the front yard and then carried to the bathtub.
Yes.
And bathed and then sent home. And I took leftovers with me because I was like, well, we're still
you're
here.
Still hungry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
at that point, delicious. You're hungry now.
It's so good. I would
you shit and threw up?
Yeah. Oh, well, I threw up so hard that I shit my pants.
And now it's all empty.
Yeah.
So it's like, where's the food?
Yeah. Young Nigel had a lot of growing pains like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so we're going to go right into deal breakers because I'm sure.
So, hey, I chose the reading. What did you choose?
I would choose not to read, just because I would love
to
see
not to read. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see how long it would take my wife to leave me. When I see a meme and I'm like, hey,
it's like
this
as
is
a,
funny.
This is funny.
Should I laugh at this? I'm just looking at pictures and I'm looking at her and I'm looking at pictures and I'm like,
So we have to preface this question on our current life. We just tomorrow lose.
Yeah, you can't read.
Yeah, because we can't do this as
dude,
a
imagine
lifelong
Maddox
thing.
Coming we home wouldn't. From school and being like, hey, dumb, just reading at you. Hey,
like,
dumb.
Like, thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I'd say. Hey, you want me to cook you some food? Because I can taste what I'm cooking at least. So it'd be all good.
I had to choose between making you better or enjoying food.
That's exactly
and I chose the food. All right. So deal breakers.
Okay.
We went over this last week.
Yes.
You're dating the perfect person.
Of course.
Because we've only got a few minutes to do this.
Okay.
The perfect person, 10 out of 10, perfect in looks, everything you imagine in your dream girl. But there's this one thing. And we'll go through them.
Let's run down two. Let's do two.
That's sets. You want to do two? So let's do the two. Good two.
Okay.
10 out of 10, but she wears a diaper and wants to be a baby, but only in private. So when she's in public, she's just a normal girl. The second you get home, she strips off all her stuff. She's in a diaper and she's got a binky in and she just falls to the ground and you have to care for her like a baby. But other than that, she's a 10 out of 10.
But you have to care for her.
Like she's a child.
From the moment you walk in the door.
Yeah, she just quits. But only when it's you two together. If you have company over, she's cool. She's normal.
So if I got a roommate to move in.
Technically, that'd be
there,
a good workaround.
Is there a loophole?
No, that'd be a good workaround. Okay. But like eventually you're going to be alone in your bedroom.
That's true. Oh, that's true. You would be alone eventually at one point. So as soon as you walk into the bedroom, she just drops to the floor.
She just looks over and dada, and then you're like, all of a sudden you're like, how did you get Huggies on that fast?
So she puts at least the first diaper on, right?
Yeah, she like gets into her uniform and then breaks down. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't kink shame her. I'm just saying, could you handle that as an adult man? I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not into that shit.
I'm not into it.
I'm ready
all.
To be cared for.
Yeah.
I feel, and this is one of the things that I had a hard time with, like when I worked for Subway and stuff, is I was like the boss at a store. And all I thought about was making decisions, helping people, coming up with ideas. When I came home, you know what I wanted to do? Be taken care of.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make any thought. I don't want to think anymore. I'm done. I would want to shut it down, full autopilot.
I feel you. So that includes kids. Like, say you have a kid together. Mm. So when you're home, she's with the kid the whole time.
Yeah.
So she's on alone.
And she's normal.
She's good.
You type
but
that
when the baby goes to bed.
And she walks and closes the door.
She becomes the baby.
And then she like pulls her stupid fucking hair into a ponytail thing and like puts the clip in there.
On top.
With a rattle.
I see how you're doing
it. She does the rattle. And then she got the binky. And then she's like, it's playtime. And you're fucking having to deal with it. And she'll do the weird like child run where it's like because I can't run good. She'll like immediately turn
like
into a child.
Like the slap feet on the tile floor.
Yeah. Ugh. And she'll stop at baby gates even though she can clearly walk over them. She's like, oh no, I'm trapped.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
That's a good one. On it.
I'm a hard pass on all of it. You wouldn't even get to two. We're doing a tight 30. We can save this one. It's a good one. We'll save this for next week.
What did you choose though?
Oh, I'm breaking up with that bitch immediately.
Okay.
I'm not going to get roped into some weird cancel culture pedophilia ring. She's like, she only identifies. I'm not even taking that chance, brother.
Yeah, trying to be Chris D'Elia.
No.
I'm not trying to get any of that grooming.
No.
No? Okay.
Well, sign off. This is your good. Job.
You're going to sign off with me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah, it's great. Join us next week. We're trying to keep it at a tight 30 because we realize that we don't really have anything of substance to say.
And there's not really any football. So we're doing what we can do. And love you guys.
Love you.